Ready? Don't put S's on. There's not an S, right? Because we like to see D14s every time. It's not always D14s, right? The other thing is that the other big issue with this piece would be quarter note versus dotted quarter note, right? Remember, if you see a dot by the quarter note, it just means it's a little bit longer. Okay, and if you're not sure, how does that sound right? Oh, if you're not quite sure if it's a quarter note or not a quarter, look at me and I'll indicate to you. Okay, so that's I think the other thing that is problematic about this song is that it's sad. It's a very, it's not really hopeful in any way, shape, or form. So, at all. And because of that, you're allowing your sound to be that way, which makes sense. We should reflect our tone in the meaning of the piece, but not to the point where you sound sluggish, or not to the point where you sound like you don't know what's coming at. That's what's hard about pieces in this kind of style. Okay, it can be da 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 da. It can have that kind of sound, but it can be. Because then, we've already, by the third verse, it's just going to be like, it's going to go downhill fast.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Okay. But right now, we're kind of approaching it very, very sluggish, gloom and doom, because of, that's the meaning. But anyway, you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
We have to reflect the meaning, but we have to be on top of the music. Okay, I don't know how else to say it. Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
To the Mexican border, to
never an S. Okay, again, much better than last, much better. There are a few things, and I might have to throw in the towel on these things. I might have to. Let's look at verse 3, the second part of verse 3. This is why this is hard. Okay? It's the second part of verse 2 and the second part of verse 3. The reason why you have trouble with the rhythm on the second half of the second part of verse 2 and the second half of the second part of verse 3 is because the words are the same. Does everyone see that? Look at the second part of verse 2. We died in your hills and we died in your deserts. We died in your... See that? But because you're saying the same words, you want to sing the same rhythm. The other verses, it doesn't seem to be a problem because they're different words. But for some reason, you get the... We died in your hills and we died in your deserts. We died in your valleys. But that's not right. I may have to just say, forget it. Can't fix it. I've said it, can't change it. I'm going to try to fix it, but I'm not going to take 30 minutes to do it. I'm going to tell you that right now. We don't have time for that. The second part of verse 3, same thing. Is this the best way we can grow our big old church? Is this the best? See how it's different? Yes. You want to sing the rhythm the same because the words are the same. There's that. I want you to sing it as best as you can. Huh? Well, yes, I'm getting to that now.
So on equal note, equal time on the is this the best?
The second part of the verse. Okay. Now. On, they're flying you back to the Mexican. You do that rhythm right. My brothers and sisters come. You don't do that one right.
What?
You don't do that rhythm right. You go, my brothers and sisters come word. Sisters come. So you sing that. And I might have to just say, can't change it. I've tried, I can't. Okay? You do it 600 miles to that. You do that one right. We die beneath your trees, and we do that one wrong. You go, we die beneath your trees, and we die. Instead of trees, and we died. I mean,
subtle. Could you sing?
And then, who are those dear friends who are scattered? That one's right. And the second, basically, it's the second part of each verse that's wrong. You want to swing it. So maybe, I don't even know if this would fix it. If I said, the first half of the verse, do it right. The second half of the verse, swing it. Will that make it consistent amongst the choir? Or do you even know what I'm talking about?
We do what I think it will.
Huh? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's a good way to do it wrong.
Well, it's the same way, either the right way or the wrong way.
You think we can all do it wrong?
This is the deal, guys. Since we did this back in September, which I know that after we sang this and we haven't sung it since, that has been something I talked about.
Yep.
That measure right there, I tried to fix it in September. It didn't get fixed. We've rehearsed it now. This is the third week, right? Not fixed. That rhythm's not fixed for everyone, for every verse. It's fixed on some of the verses. It's part of how the syllabic placement is on the words. That's why you're trying to change the rhythm. It really syllabically makes more sense to do it incorrectly the way some of you are doing it. That's why you're doing it that way. Okay? But can we try they're flying you back to the Mexican border? This is on verse 1. Second system, they're flying you back to the Mexican border. Does everyone see?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're flying you back to the Mexican border. That's basses and alphas. Are you ready? Ready? And go.
They're flying you back to the Mexican border.
Okay, see, that's correct. That's
desk, and you always do that one correct.
Go to my brothers and sisters. Ready? And go.
My brothers and sisters are working the fruit trees.
Swing it every time. My brothers and sisters are... Ba-da-da-da-da-da. That's the wrong rhythm. It's supposed to be... Sisters come! Sisters come! I've said it a lot. So I've got to make a decision right now what we're going to do. Everyone together, my brothers and sisters, ready? Let's do this. Everybody swing it.
Oh.
Everybody swing, my brothers and sisters. Just listen to the sopranos. You'll get it. Ready? And go.
My brothers and sisters, I'm working the fruit trees.
So, can everyone write in your music to swing sisters? Just write it in. If you don't understand it, just do that. It's not syncopated. It's not syncopated. It's ba da da. One and three. One and three. It's not syncopated. It's you're making it a dotted quarter followed by an eighth note quarter. Okay, which is not what's written. But you do the first part right. Now do it 600 miles. Ready? It's 600 miles. This is the first part of verse 2. Same music, different words. Everybody ready? Ready? And go.
It's 600 miles to the Mexican border.
Did that one right? You all do that one right. This is amazing. We die in your trees. Ready? And go.
We die in your trees and we die.
That one, you're pushing towards swinging it. So let's swing that one. Everyone ready to swing it? And go.
We die in your trees and we die in your bushes.
Right in the swing. Right there. Write it in. Because it doesn't make sense to swing all of them. It won't work, trust me.
No.
It won't. It won't work with the other words. It's about the syllables and how they're hearing the syllables. Trust me, I've thought about this a lot. Like, enough to make me irritated.
Swinging bushes? Is that what
it is? Now, who are these dear friends?
Swinging sisters.
Ready? Who are these dear friends? Ready? And go.
Who are these dear friends who are sad in my dry knees?
And that one was right. Four bodies, two rot. Ready? And go.
Four bodies, two rot, like a leaf.
It's just the way it is. I don't know why. See what I'm saying? So we're going to swing the second half of every single.
Oh, okay.
The second half of every verse. For bodies to rot, swing. Ready? And go.
For bodies to rot, like
okay, here's the point. We just have to decide what we're doing so everyone's doing the same thing. So as written, the first part of the verse, dotted swing on the second part of the verse. Okay? And again, if you're not sure, don't do it. That's simple. Can I hear, now, let's go back to verse 2. Let's do the second half of verse 2. And let's see if we can do the dotted rhythm on died, and then the straight rhythm on died. Everyone understand? This is my first point. No, we don't all understand? Verse 2. The second half of verse 2 at the very top of the page. We died in your heels. We died in your heels.
Right.
Okay, ready? And go.
We died in your heels and we died in your deserts. We died in your valleys and died on your plains.
Everyone understand what the point I'm making?
Yes.
Now, is this the best way? This is the second part of verse 3. Got it?
Yes.
Ready? And go.
Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards?
No, they just did it wrong. They're not both dotted. They're not both, is this the best? The second one is this the best? Understand?
Yeah.
Do it. Mark it in your music. Write it in a way you can understand it. I don't care if it's a musical term. I don't care. Just write something in so you remember it. Ready is this. Ready? And is this? Yes, the first one. Ready? And go.
Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? Is this the best way we can grow our fruit?
If we can fix those things that we just talked about, I will be really happy.
Yeah.
And also, don't put the S on deportee.
Okay.
But you are going to give it to us with your hand when it comes to that.
Yeah, the only time we put the S on deportee is at the bottom of the, is at the end of the third verse. Do I see that?
Yeah.
Do I see
yes.
that?
Yes.
That does have an S.
Right.
But the end of the chorus never has an S.
That's the only
time. Right, but some people don't know how to read where there's an S and not an S. I'm trying to make that clear. Okay, does everyone understand?
Yeah.
Now let's do the chorus one time, okay? Let's do the chorus one time. I want to hear a lot more tenor. Tenor, you're singing right with the sopranos. Not some crazy tenor part, okay? Goodbye! Understand? Here's the chorus. Basses and altos, are you ready? Ready? And go! Low. And I'm going to have to do the you sing thing again if you don't fix it right now. Ready? And go. Excellent.